The struggles of the dairy industry, and particularly Murray Goulburn suppliers, has been no secret over the past few months. But for grain cropper Eric Yates from Victoria's northwest, the need to help out at least one farmer led him to donate an entire load of barley to a long-time customer and friend. Mr. Yates says he's been farming for more than 50 years and says he's never seen anything like the Murray Goulburn clawback and felt he had to do something.
With discussions with my wife and a bit of a thought, and because it was Christmas, I decided that a kick in the guts, which I've experienced plenty in my 55 years, I know how it affects you mentally and physically, and I knew how Gerard would be feeling, so I decided to give him a load of barley and call it a Christmas present.
How many tonnes of barley was that?
It was only a truckload, a semi-load of 23 to 25 tonne.
Were you able to do that in part because this harvest has been a pretty good one and there is a lot of grain around?
Well, yes, but I'm sort of going out of farming gradually because of my age, and the miller has been very good to us, and I guess I was in a position where it wasn't going to send me broke, and I thought, why not? If you can do farmers helping farmers, I thought of it in that light, and because I've seen him start out as an ex-chef and take on dairy farming and rear a young family, I've seen it all happen, and I just felt sorry for him. Well, I felt for him, not sorry, but you know, I felt for him, and I thought that a little Christmas present wouldn't go astray.
How important do you think it is for people in the agricultural industry, even if they are in really different sectors, to be there for each other, not just to give donations like this, but just to generally support one another?
Yeah, I think it's very important, and I just could not believe what happened to the dairy farmers. I mean, to be paid money and then have it taken back on the pretense that they'd been paid too much, it just doesn't seem legal or ethical to me.
There's no precedent then in the grains industry for something similar like that?
Oh, no, I can't think of anything except, again, this year the price of grain is all but halved. I mean, I probably wasn't being over-generous because the value of the grain was a lot less than it would have been 12 months ago.
Have you ever experienced a time like this in agriculture where we've got an industry like the dairy industry which is struggling so much, and yet the grains industry, aside from prices, has had a pretty bumper year?
Oh, yeah, over 55 years. The ups and downs have been incredible. I can't specifically, yeah. I mean, mainly droughts and grain prices have been our problem, which we have no control over either of them. So you just have to be cunning and smart enough to wear those situations and survive.
And this dairy farmer that you've been supplying, will you be able to keep supplying him in the future?
Well, for the near future, I intend to, yeah. I consider myself a hobby farmer, but to grow a couple of hundred acres of barley each year to supply, I intend for the next year or two to keep me interested and keep me alive.